I'm going to start in Ephesians chapter 3, in verse 3. My passion is to enlighten every person to this divine mystery. It was hidden for the ages past until now and kept a secret in the heart of God, the creator of all. The purpose of this was to unveil before every throne and rank of angels, orders of the heavenly realm of God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. And the secret is, I want to go back up here to the secret. The secret is the gospel, the grace that has been made to you, non-Jewish believers who are co-heirs of his promise through your union with him, and you have now become members of his body, one with the anointed one. Yes. So going back down here, God's full and diverse wisdom revealed through the church. This perfectly wise plan was designed from eternal ages and fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that now we have boldness through him. And when I read that, to me it was like a revelation, because we have boldness in him. I, you know, I always pray for boldness, but I already have it, is what I feel. And so that's the one scripture I just want to, I'll finish reading it. So that now we have boldness through him and free access as kings before the Father, because our complete confidence is in Christ's faithfulness. So then I was also reading in Jude, and I think this goes a little bit along with what Brad was saying. It's in Jude. I don't ever read Jude, but I felt like the Lord wanted me to read it. But you, my delightful, loved friends, constantly and progressively build yourself up on the foundations of your most holy faith by praying every moment in the Spirit. Fasten your hearts to the love of God and receive the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us eternal life. And that's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We decided to team teach today.
Father, we thank you for Rick Lord, and we ask and pray for your grace to be upon him. Pray that you would pour down an abundance of grace upon him this morning. Touch his physical body and his heart and his spirit, Lord God. That he would just know your presence in his heart, Lord. And with that, Father, he would have a boldness to share that which you've given him. We just give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus, the name above every name that is named, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let's sing. No, I'm sorry. Good morning again. I'm trying to, nothing is comfortable, so I'm trying to figure out comfortable. But the good news is, in about 8 or 9 days, I get a shot in the back, maybe in the head, and hopefully this pain will diminish. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. You're always with us. You always care for us, and you love us unconditionally. I just appreciate the words that were spoken this morning. As you know, I love the Psalms. And so guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to share a psalm. And I have to back up 3 steps. Linda, they figured out what was going on with Linda. They treated her for it. She was doing very well yesterday, and she's coming home this afternoon. Thank you, Lord. So Psalm 34, to me, is a very encouraging psalm. The subtitle in my Bible says, "The Lord is a provider and a deliverer." and I've always enjoyed reading this psalm as an encouragement. How often do we need encouragement? The answer is always. And the other tidbit of information in this New American Standard Bible is that David feigned madness to be driven away from a very, I think, not nice king called Abimelech. And so he feigned madness to do that. And after that, he feigned madness, he wrote this psalm. And I could probably just read the psalm, and it would be an encouragement. I have a couple notes here and there. The first three verses, and we all know this, but it's good to remind ourselves. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. And for many years, every once in a while, travel over to 1 Thessalonians, and there are three verses in there that parallel that thought. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. So if we remember some of these things, it's a good thing. Sometimes we come here on Sunday, we praise the Lord and worship the Lord, get encouraged, and then we go out and all sorts of things happen. And we get distracted from where we should be. Which has happened a lot lately because I did not expect Linda to be in the hospital for 5 days. So kind of Psalm was encouraging me this morning too. The next verses the other thought that I had is verse 3, it says, magnify the Lord with me. Well, that's what we do when we praise. Thank you, Jeannie, for leading. You know, we had songs that magnified the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then the verses kind of go in 3 and 4 grouping. The next couple of verses I sought the Lord and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. So, thank you, Lord. We don't have to carry fear. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he rescues them. So fear has no place. If we have any kind of fears, we just have to turn to the Lord and release our fears and let the presence of the Lord be with us. So, and over the years, you know, many different things have occurred for each of us, I'm sure. And some of them can be quite fearful. The one thing that happened about 2.5 years ago, Linda had a stroke. And the first responders and my grandson Garrett helped because he's a paramedic. They got her the attention she needed, and it could have been, you know, very catastrophic. Strokes can be terrible. Well, she woke up. They gave her a special shot right at the hospital, and she woke up a couple minutes later, and she had full function of everything. You know, that was the Lord. So she... The one lingering aspect is that she had speech center was affected a little bit, and that recovered. very nicely. So, you know, praise the Lord. And but while she was recovering, she was in the hospital, and she couldn't really talk. And it didn't look encouraging. And this is going back to praise again. So one of the afternoons or evenings, Wayne and Robin Zimmerman came to visit Linda. And I had explained what was going on. And Robin and Wayne used to attend First Baptist, as did Linda and I. And they knew that Linda loved to sing hymns. So they brought down several hymns. And of course, Robin and Wayne are vocal quality. I am not, and I wasn't there. But they sang hymns. And as they sang hymns to Linda, she sang with them. So it's a different part of the brain, but I've seen hymns and songs of praise affect very positively people that were in similar situations. It's amazing how powerful praising the Lord can be. Let me continue. I didn't hear you. Were you talking to me? Oh, okay. I'm going to read verses 4 through 7 again. I sought the Lord and he answered me. Thank you, Lord. He delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and rescues them all. And I've always thought about that. I've heard in the past, when we were at different fellowships, I heard people react negatively to the fact that fearing the Lord. What do you mean? Why should we be afraid of the Lord? And I had all sorts of different people in ministry answer that question for me. And the best answer I ever had was a simple answer that Linda gave me. And her answer was, it's just like her father. He was a very respected man. She said, I fear him because I don't want to disappoint him. And that's actually the fear that's talked about in the psalm. We fear the Lord because we love him and we want to walk the way he wants us to walk. So I thank you, Lord, that simple understanding can open up a little piece of scripture that might not be easy to understand for some people. And I think I jumped ahead before I read the verse, but I'm going to read the verse anyway. Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. How blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. For those who fear him, there is no want. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord shall not be in want of any good thing. Another great promise from the Psalms. And you have to remember, King David wrote this after being in a very oppressed situation. So thank you, David, for focusing on the Lord. And of course, this healthy fear is not something we just happen upon. We have to learn, have to be taught what healthy fear is. And we have very good examples of everybody in here, including our elders, have learned that lesson. And so I thank all of you. So the next couple verses, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves length of days? that he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. And as I was reading that and meditating on that particular set of scriptures, a verse from a song that we sing here occasionally came to mind. You are God in heaven, and here am I on earth, so let my words be few. So, and then to go along with that corollary, God gave us one tongue but two ears. So proportionally, we're supposed to listen twice as much as we talk. sorry, my voice is not doing well. And in James, it says, no, it's okay. The water won't make a difference. In James, it says, in abundance of words, sin is unavoidable. So it's another little flag that the Lord put there for us to notice, that sometimes we can say too many words and we only need a few. So, I'm going to skip down to verse 15. The eyes of the Lord are towards the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against evildoers, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heals, and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and save those who are crushed in spirit. And I know many of the stories of people in the room, and that's true. We may have gotten to some place that was very difficult for us, and the Lord delivered us from those situations. And he's always listening. Even when we grumble, he listens. But he knows our heart as well. So I just thank you, Lord, for that. So the end of the psalm, and as we get older, many of us are at this point, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. And then the next verse said, he keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. And one of my footnotes there, I think Don Rumble was teaching on this years ago, and he said that is actually a reference to Messiah. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. And the end of the psalm says, evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness will be condemned. But the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. So he watches over us, he cares for us, and he puts us in a place of righteousness. And that's just an amazing, amazing thing to think about. So it was a short message, but and I made a note someplace here that I forgot. Hang on. Oh, I wanted to thank Brad and Crystal and Pat for sharing, because I think this all kind of went together. The Lord puts things together well. And so happy Valentine's Day plus one. And if I didn't mention it, Linda comes home today. So, Lord, we give you all honor, all praise, and all glory. And I thank you for all the different ways you've touched each life here. And I thank you that I can call them brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. This stool is more dangerous to get off than get on.